I'll be reading from the from Psalms chapter 23 through verses 5 and 6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
If you haven't had the opportunity yet to meet Brother Mark Matthews, he's visiting with us from California. And we're grateful that he's here and thankful that he seeked us out this morning to worship. It's from Ventura County, right? Pardon, I'm sorry. But he's a long way from home, so please make him feel welcome. This morning we will conclude our short series on the 23rd Psalm. And through these last couple of weeks, we have come to understand that God continuously shepherds us, that He does take care of our every need. In fact, we have an abundance of food and water that comes from the laying down of green pastures and the still waters. Our spirits are restored when we are weary, and we are renewed, and we are reinvigorated. We have been brought in this to this place of abundance so that we can walk in the pathways of righteousness, because it is His name that gives us the strength. But that certainly does not mean that we have a life without trials. There are times where we find ourselves in a valley and we are at a place sometimes where our enemies try to take advantage of us. That enemy can be people. It can be fear or illness or even loss. Sometimes it feels as if we are surrounded by darkness. But because our shepherd is with us, we don't fear our enemies. We know it is His rod that keeps the attacks at bay, that it is His staff that keeps us on the right path, that we feel safe when our soul quivers. We have enemies that want us to fail. But God does an incredible thing for us. He makes a banquet table to remind us just how precious we are to Him. And He does it in the presence of our enemies who want us to fail, to assure us that we are secure. He honors us by anointing our heads with oil. And He gives us so much that it is like having a cup that can't contain all that He gives us. And the truth of all this is summarized with this thought, that surely goodness and mercy is our future. That is why we will return to stand and remain in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm is more than just a collection of words, phrases, and word pictures. In actuality, it is a thesis statement in the life of David. It is a reflection of why living in a relationship with God is the best way this life is experienced. It is a proclamation also of spiritual security in the midst of the storms and the trials and the temptations that we face in this life. After David reminds us that our shepherd is with us in the valley, that he is powerful over our enemies, he changes a little bit of the picture that he's writing about. And while we read Psalms 23 in verses 5 and 6 from the perspective of a sheep that is loved by the shepherd, feels as if these last two verses retell the joy of the first four. And it's from the point of a Jew who knows that God is alive, that he's not just a story that we hope is true. You know, it's easy for us to look at ourselves and know that we are not perfect. We know the sins of ourselves that others do not see. We also know the temptations that pull at us. As Christians, we hear so much about walking in truth that it can lead us to live in fear that we will never be good enough for God, that our imperfections will haunt us the rest of our lives. Yes, it's true. Jesus did say in John 14, verse 15, that if we love him, we will keep his commandments. And yes, we're told in Luke 10, verse 27, to love God with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. We are taught to keep in step with the Spirit. We are taught not to quench or grieve the Holy Spirit. And we cannot make light of keeping commandments, but we find throughout Scripture that grace is what abounds when our hearts are striving to do those things that are right. It doesn't mean that it is a license for us to sin, but a thankfulness that we are not going to stand before the Almighty God on Judgment Day according to our righteousness, but according to the blood of Christ. While David did not know the grace that we now understand came from the cross, David did know that it was God who kept him secure and not his own abilities. If you will, let's look at Psalm 23 again in verse 5. It says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows." There are three things that take place in these few words. The first one is that the Lord has prepared a table for David. This was not David hosting a kingly banquet. This was God bestowing the blessing, and David sat at the Lord's table. But God also does it in the presence of his enemies. Think about that. In the presence of his enemies. Kind of brings you back a little bit, maybe the time when David was taunting Goliath. God prepares a table for us in the presence of those who want to see us fail. But it also stands as a proclamation that you can't touch us. Jesus reminds us sheep, of our security. John chapter 10. Listen to what is said in verses 27 through 30. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I like this one, my Father and I are one. Now let's go about 60-some years into the future of when that statement was made. John is given a vision of heaven in the Revelation. He is going to see what is and what is to come. And John sees a defeated and a very angry Satan. I want to ask a question. Who is it among us right here this morning who can withstand and stand up to the darts and the demands of Satan on our own power and our own righteousness? Let me see a show of hands. None of us can. Here's what was told to John in Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. And he said, and I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. And the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Is Satan the accuser? Yes. Does Satan speak the truth when he tells God about our sinful actions? Yes. But the saved are conquerors because of the blood of the Lamb. And our striving to live according to the commands. We are conquerors because of the blood of the Lamb and because we continue to try our very best to follow the commands of God. We're not successful, not even a lot. We fail miserably so many times. God's grace is there, and he knows. Here's my point. God's table is a place where the enemies are powerless. And secondly, he anoints our head with oil. Anointing a head with oil is a powerful expression of honor. It was done to David. It was done to Saul. It was done to a lot of kings on down the line. And God honors us, not because we are great, but because we belong to him. We are his children, and he loves us deeply. He wants Satan to know that we are safe at his table. You know, it's kind of like we're Job. You remember back in Job chapter 1 and verse 8 when Satan and God were walking in heaven and they were talking to one another and God said, have you considered my servant Job? No matter what Satan throws at us, when we sit at God's table, when we are anointed by God, we experience the third statement, a cup that overflows. God wants us to have what's best for us. Not what we think is best for us, but what God thinks is best for us. And it's easy for us to be able to jump to these wrong conclusions. Just as grace is not a license to sin, a life of abundance is more than just being happy and never having a bad day. We think that would be the perfect Christianity thing, wouldn't it? Be able to walk out the door every day and it's nice and sunny and no problems. Getting up in the morning and jumping out of bed, knowing you got the tiger by the tail. But as we said last week, when you've got some sunshine every day and very little rain, what you end up with is a desert. That we do need a little rain to fall in our lives to give our life abundance. Cup that overflows is a statement that God gives us more than we deserve. He bestows on us a life that is secure in Him, a life that can have wonderful people who will love us and walk with us, so that when we face those pains and sorrows, that we don't have to face them alone. How does the 23rd Psalm work in reality? Just do what David taught in verse 6. Return and dwell in the house of the Lord. Whether we'll admit it to ourselves or not, we are all prodigal sons. And David knows, and so should we, that coming home is because our Father will do more than meet our needs, that He will also restore us, that He will also prepare that table, and He will do it before our enemies, because we don't have to fear with Him there. What will we do? What will we say when that last breath we take? What if we never made it to the table? Who's going to protect us now? The invitation is there for everyone. Those who have obeyed the gospel, those who have not obeyed the gospel. Especially those who have not obeyed the gospel, the invitation is there. Please don't delay. Make your choice today so that you can come to the table that God has prepared, that your enemies will sit there and watch but cannot touch you, that He will honor you by anointing your head with oil, that He will give you the blessings that causes your cup to overflow. Through your repentance and confession and being baptized for the remission of your sins in New Testament baptism, you can come to the table. For those of you who have been to the table and maybe you got up to take a break, but you know you need to get back to that table. The one great thing about the blood of Christ is it will continually cleanse us of our sins. All that is necessary is a true, wholehearted repentance. If there's anyone that has a need this morning and needs to answer this invitation, please come as together we stand and we sing.